450, please.
Amend the City of Portland Employee Benefits Program and the City of Portland Health Reimbursement Account Plan document to reflect necessary plan design changes as recommended by the Labor Management Benefits Committee and as administratively required by the Bureau of Human Resources for the city self-insured and insured plan offerings beginning July 1, 2018.
Colleagues, while the plan documents represent the legal requirements of the health plan and the health reimbursement account, by approving this ordinance, we're also approving plan design changes recommended by the Labor Management Benefits Committee and for administrative requirements, which BHR and the Benefits Office are responsible to fulfill. We obviously have Kathy Bless here. She is the Health and Financial Benefits Manager. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. I am Kathy Bless, Health and Financial Benefits Manager, and I'm here this morning to actually talk about two ordinances, but we'll start first with item 450 and amending the health plan documents for the new plan year beginning July 18th. Within the, as Mayor Wheeler stated, the plan documents are just the legal framework as we do business in a health plan. But I wanted to call attention to the actual plan design changes moving forward this year for July 1. And these are recommendations by the Labor Management Benefits Committee. The first one would be lowering the city's annual out-of-pocket maximum under the City Core plan from its current $3,000 per person to $1,800 per person. We think that this is a significant savings and benefit enhancement to employees. We had originally put in place a much higher out-of-pocket maximum because of all of the ACA requirements, which required that health plans include copays, deductibles, coinsurance, prescription drug medications within those out-of-pocket maximums. We, as the LMBC committee had recommended initially a $3,500 out-of-pocket max. We've lowered that previously to the $3,000. And now we'd like to dial it back to where we had originally had it at the $1,800. We really built too much capacity in that, and the added cost didn't impact the plan as we had originally anticipated. So I think this is an important benefit. Also, implementing the Smart 90 program within Express Scripts, we currently offer a much broader network in allowing a retail 90-day prescription refill. This narrows the 90-day refill prescription benefit to most of the grocery store chains. It impacts very few individuals and prescriptions, and it provides greater discounts. So employees benefit from that, as does the city. We also will waive any of the coinsurance for inpatient chemical and alcohol substance abuse. We think that this is also important given the opioid crisis and want to support employees in that way if they need treatment. We also are changing the way in which some infusion therapies are provided. There is a this was a recommendation through the health plan, and it allows a much greater savings for some very specific medications that require infusion at hospitals. Now those can be provided in-home, much more comfortable for the patient, much less cost for the patient and the city. We'd also increase the orthodontia benefit slightly to keep up with the times and the cost of orthodontia, both on the city self-funded plan and under Kaiser. And then Kaiser's adding has offered to add the dental implant coverage, which it had not previously covered. There are no other recommendations the LMBC committee could agree to regarding the Kaiser health plan. The Kaiser plan costs will increase by 7% for the 2018-19 plan year and is the most expensive plan for all of the non-PPA tiers and groups. The LMBC will need to work toward a solution that addresses the rising cost of this plan should they continue. We'll definitely take that on as a committee in the coming months. The City Corps plan available to all benefit eligible employees except the PPA will increase by 2.34%. The overall non-police city increase, combining the Kaiser, the City Corps plan rates, and excluding the PPA, is 3.41%. The self-funded City Net plan that is available just to the sworn police and is a self-funded plan will decrease by 3%. And there is no material increases to dental or vision plans. Based on these final health premium costs and self-funded rates, the citywide benefit increase is about 2.34%, which would save the general fund about $1.5 million and the entire city an additional $200,000 for a total of $1.7 million. These savings represent the difference between the current budget load at 4% and the finalized rates.
Could you please say that whole sentence again, because I think it's really important.
Absolutely. Based upon the final premium costs and self-funded rates, the citywide benefit increases about 2.34%, which saves the general fund about $1.5 million and the entire city an additional $200,000 for a total of $1.7 million.
Music to my ears. I can listen to that all
most
day.
It's music to mine too.
And it's not a new song from Kathy Bless. I'm really very, very impressed. And this is at a time that what kind of increases are we seeing nationwide in insurance costs?
Very large increases. Some are double digit, and everyone is struggling anywhere between 7% and 10%. Most of the savings came from the 3% decrease in the PPA rates, the general fund, the police bureau absorbing most of those savings. So, last, I want to take a moment to talk about the preventive care initiative. Over 98% of city employees met the preventive care initiative standard and chose to seek care. The success of this rollout is attributed to Kaiser, Moda, and Aon for their collaboration, assistance, and advocacy, as well as the dedicated benefits staff and each union. The unions have worked very hard to protect their members, ensuring members received the required services and were not impacted by higher premium shares. The Preventive Care Initiative's goal is to ensure employees establish relationships with a primary care provider to maintain and monitor risk factors or to address health issues early so they don't turn into complex chronic conditions impacting an employee's well-being and their quality of life. I have heard from many employees over the past 6 months who were glad they got the nudge to go see the doctor and are working on maintaining their health. Healthy Foundations and City Strong continue to be impactful programs working to support employees and their families as they address health concerns. Lastly, the health operating fund budgets include appropriations in support of these health plan costs associated with this ordinance, and I ask your support in authorizing this ordinance, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Colleagues, could you, Commissioner Saltzman?
Could you explain that prescription benefit thing in
sure.
Lay language, please.
Currently, you can get a 30-day supply prescription anywhere. And pretty much right now you could get a 90-day supply of maintenance medications anywhere. So July 1, we're narrowing where you can get a 90-day supply of pharmacies at retail. And really it's that you can't use a CVS pharmacy, which would be Target, and you can't use Walgreens. But you can use pretty much everything else. So Safeway, Costco, Fred Meyer, Rite Aid, Albertsons.
Okay. Can you also use, sorry.
Well, I just wanted to just echo a concern I've had personally with Express Scripts. I find them practicing medicine or trying to practice medicine. And I assume they don't have licensed physicians providing them advice. But in the way they suggest to me that, have you tried this or should you try this? Please go to your doctor and ask for this. You know, I have a doctor. I talk to the doctor. The doctor makes a prescription. I don't really appreciate the secondary, tertiary line of questioning, which results often in delay of weeks in getting the prescription filled, and the prescription only gets filled because I go to battle and my doctor goes to battle. So I'm really kind of concerned about they are putting their judgments between me and my physician. And I'd like you to take that concern to them, and I'd like to know what their response is.
I absolutely will take that concern to them. I'd like to address it a little bit.
Sure.
When we moved to Express Scripts, we adopted a formulary. So it is a closed group of medications that offer the city the best discounts. So it helps the city and it helps plan participants. They also manage the formulary. So when new medications come in, they may change the tier from a brand name to a non-preferred medication. So they manage that formulary throughout the year. So when those changes happen, it can be impactful to an individual person. Some of the medications also, because of their side effects or because of their cost, require prior authorization. And so there is a criteria that needs to be met for those medications. Express Scripts does have clinical pharmacists and medical directors as part of their program. So it is science-based as they make their decisions. However, I do understand when it's impacting you directly that you don't care.
Well, I would say also, I have no problem with the prior authorization, but it shouldn't be associated every time I get a refill. And that's the game played, though.
I would agree with that.
They want to drag it out, and so you will give up.
And so I see the comments really is how customers are treated, right? And that I will absolutely take back and make sure that we get back to you directly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Commissioner Daly.
Oh, I was just curious if they would still be able to use independent pharmacies.
Yes.
Okay.
The ones that they can currently access, yes, they just would get a 30-day supply, not a 90-day supply.
Okay,
thanks.
Very good. Is there a public testimony on this item, Carla?
Veronica Bernier signed up, but I believe she left.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Thank you for your good work.
Aye. Saltzman?
Yeah, this sounds like a very good package, cost increases less than what we projected, which is, I assume, where we're getting our savings that way. So good work. Aye.
You, Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Kathy Bless, for your ongoing great work on this. And again, over several years, the city has done far better than national providers and insurance systems in keeping costs contained. And this year we have this innovative preventative care initiative, which former Bureau of Human Resources Director Anna Kenwitt spearheaded and insisted upon in all of the union contracts, that says that if employees don't want to get a preventative healthcare checkup once every 2 years, they will pay 90%. They will pay 10% of their premium. The city pays 90. If they get that minimal checkup, then it remains at 95.5. And I'm delighted that 98% of city employees have chosen to do that. And with a couple of months to go, I think we were at something like 70% or 80%, and there was an extension. So thank you for your managing that process. Thanks not only to the providers and to the benefits department, but also to the unions, and certainly my bureau director and other staff were instructed to announce it multiple times so that people knew that we really were serious. So getting to 98% is what we were expecting and hoping for, and now we have to keep doing that, which is in the taxpayers' best interest, because preventative care helps find things when they are both treatable and treatable at less expense. And so I encourage everybody who's watching this, who's thinking to themselves, perhaps I haven't been for a checkup in 2 years, to invest in that so that you too can be part of cost sharing and cost savings. Thank you again, Kathy Bless. Aye.
Wheeler.
improved benefits, decreased cost escalation, more people taking advantage of it. All good. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Good work.